We have sent in our complaints. One of the things that we are very worried about is that will the issues that are on the permit be fulfilled, such as posting of the agent name, owner name, occupancy, and a telephone number on the inside and the outside of the rental. There are many steps in your guidance code, one being a buffer. And I know that on February 21st, discussion was made, was made about the buffer and that it probably should have been taken into consideration. The villas have a 2-hour firewall buffer and your buffer guidance code says that it's supposed to be 25 feet. It can be a landscape, but also it has to be on the common property line. So the common property line of a villa is the common wall. You own the footprint of the villa, and the other side owns the footprint of their villa. So that's the common property line right there on the villa. So we wanted to point that out. I do believe that all of those need to have a buffer, including the houses up on Greystone. I did want to point out on the house up on Greystone, 115, that a second application was submitted by D. John Obana. They are not the owners of that property. P&P Faithful 4, LLC, is the owner. However, the permit was issued to Phillips and G. Diavana, not P&P. So that's an issue. I think it should be addressed by the commission. The driveway to 127 is very steep. I have a picture of it. This does not show the steep driveway. It also has a common entrance to the driveway. You come in a common entrance, this owner goes that way, his goes straight up. So it's very steep, and I don't know whether he lets them use the garage. Most of them do not, but there could be two on top, and then the rest would have to be down the steep hill, and they'd have to not get in the way of the other owner. You know, we need a register log. In other words, if there's a fire in that place, the owner has to know every occupant that is in there and every car that sits on the property. That is according to your code. We got the buffer, and then we have, you know, every unit in there needs to have the sprinkler system due to the fact that owners, developers cannot automatically just change the use of a home. And therefore, they are just now applying. And so they need to follow the 2012 fire code, which requires sprinklers. I do have all the information on D. Giovanna in regard to how the permit was not issued correctly. There was also mention on the audio tape about that nightly rentals had always been in Branson Creek.
I think if I said it like that, ma'am, I was misunderstood, or I said it wrong. What I meant was when Branson Creek was established, my understanding was at that time, I worked at Jernigan at that time and sold them the rock when it was being developed, that Branson Creek was marketing it, and then they were also doing the nightly rentals.
That's how I understood it
at that time, and perhaps I was wrong.
Yeah, it started in 2010. So I wanted to point that out. And so therefore, I really believe, and you know, the county is going to have to go out to all of these nightly rentals that you approved, and they need to walk through the house. The violation department, whether that be Scott or somebody that works for him, so that they know that there are three bedrooms. You know, the real estate law says that a bedroom has a built-in closet. Now, it was discussed that an armoire could be a closet. No. If they went to sell that home, it could not be sold for a three-bedroom because it has to have a built-in closet. So he needs to walk through, see that there's three-bedroom, look at the driveways, because the one that was coming up tonight, 165 that didn't or 167 that is the no-show, you can't get four cars parked in that driveway. And they've never, ever been able to use the garage on that one. But that's a mute point because they didn't show up. But our problems continue to exist. We have people in there who have not applied for a permit, and they are renting. We documented that to you and Scott this weekend.
Well, it's like Doug mentioned earlier, it's a fiasco right now, ma'am.
And
no matter what we do, we're not going to make everyone happy. We're really not.
No, I realize that. But by turning down any more rentals would be great. And then also, if before you ever give that final permit that is going to be recorded, they need to be in compliance with every issue that was on that letter.
But we're not an enforcement agency is the problem. As far
no, you
as
just
the,
have
the,
to...
The commission.
We're not asking you to enforce it other than to... You've given issues that need to be met. Mm-hmm. And so how do you know that those have been met if you don't go out and inspect the unit?
I just know I personally don't go inspect them.
Right, you don't. But the violation department would inspect them.
And that's what you need to probably come.
Right, so that is an issue because your code says that those have to be, the agent's name and the owner's name have to be posted. So before you can give that final permit, you need to know that that's posted. You need to know that they have the fire sprinklers. Well, you will know that by the fire department. So, and you need to know that there's adequate parking. So I would ask that you inspect each and every villa that got approval last week. And had everybody been here, most likely they would not have been approved. And thank you.
Thank you. Neil Murphy? Yes, ma'am.
I had signed up for 167. It's still regarding the villa, so I'd like to speak.
Let's get down to this first. This one here.
Whatever the number is. I had signed up for the one that you...
Oh, you signed up for this one?
I just needed to put my name over to this one.
Yeah, okay.
I already signed up on a sheet.
Let's let Neil, since I already asked him, and then we'll let you...
Well, I'm not going to be quite as mean as I thought I might be. But I do have a question. Have any of you commissioners actually driven through our neighborhood?
Yes.
Not by it, but through it. Okay. Well, I appreciate that effort.
We get paid extra for that.
I bet you do.
Wrong.
I know. So... Apparently two have driven through it, plus Howard.
I've been through there a lot of times.
Yeah, lots of times. Okay. Well, then I appreciate your efforts on that. Because it is a beautiful neighborhood, and we would very much like to keep it that way. As far as these two permits here that are being requested tonight, I ask that you deny them. Also, there's two rentals that are going on right now that the more than two, but two that I'm aware of, at 110 North Tuscany and 226 Stony Point Drive that did not apply for permits, throwing it right back in your face. I mean, total lack of disrespect, in my opinion, towards their neighbors, me, and others, and towards this board. Excuse me, and towards this board. I have a question. And maybe there's no answer to it. I don't know. But, you know, we've been encouraged to file complaints with the complaint department over there, I guess. But my question is, how many complaints have to be filed on a property to have a nightly rental permit revoked?
I think we went through that somewhat
in our
meeting, and it's out of our hands. And I think in the discussion, I think I brought up something about the, with all the other stuff and with the felons and stuff I have, this gets put on the back burner at the county level.
Uh-huh.
And that's through the prosecutor's office. And neither us or our other commissioners that are over us have a thing to say about this. All we can do is complaint generated, and all we can do is just, we can pass it on to the proper authorities.
Okay. But we file our complaint with you then, or with Scott? Or
it
who?
Goes through this office, and they let Scott explain that, so I won't get something stupid.
Okay. Right. I guess I missed it last time.
Well, these applicants that were approved have steps that they're working through to finalize their decision of record. Let's see if we can get it working.
It's not, but they can work. Rent in the meantime?
Well, basically, I'm just doing what's been done for the last 5 years.
Okay.
I'm not redirecting any different direction because I'm not the administrator. So when I look back, Bob always allowed any applicant that applied to continue to rent.
Okay.
He allowed people that were getting the fire certificate in and all the other items, they continued to rent. I will tell you that if those items don't come in, we would look towards stop work order and prosecution, but you're looking at 1, 2, 3 years type process.
Okay.
That's from experience, so.
Okay.
It's not a short, we cannot levy fines. We don't have the power to go drag the people out of the homes. I mean, there's a process, and the processes are long.
Yeah.
But okay. I'm just following what has been done, and he always allowed them to continue the process they were in.
Okay.
When they got
well, that's
their
a pretty honest
approval.
Answer.
Well, that's, yeah.
Not what I wanted to hear, but it's an honest answer.
And there's a tremendous amount of them out there renting nightly. Not just in your area, that, yeah. as they say, in your neck of the woods,
yeah.
but all over the county.
Yeah.
That don't have permits.
That don't have, I understand.
Permits. Yeah. And some, we have voted against them and shut them down and stuff, and I could name you probably 50 right now, and they're still ready. But I'm not going to go out there and police it.
I guess I will in my neighborhood.
Well, that,
go
that
get my proper
responsibility.
Concealed weapon.
Neil, may I ask you, who do you feel that is responsible for this mess out there?
That's a good question. Wow, you put me on the spot here.
You know,
I feel a developer is responsible. I'm going to have to kind of talk to my wife about it, but she's the one that's really been involved. But I think the developer obviously told two different stories to two sets of people. And that's where I lay the blame. I also, there are certain individuals within that organization that encouraged, to a certain degree, the nightly rentals. Look the other way, whatever you, however you want to describe it. Used to be a friend of mine, isn't anymore. That's
well,
all I'm going
to
say.
It appears to me, sir, that it got really out of hand. And I don't fault this gentleman. He thinks he's doing what is right. You think that you have rights.
I understand.
And it puts us in a really quandary, as it puts me personally in a quandary as to how we handle it. You know, and I don't think
I understand.
The board can handle this. I think it has to go to a higher authority.
I totally understand the dilemma. However, from my perspective,
yeah.
Well, I live there.
I appreciate everybody's perspective.
I know. I live there. They invested money. I invested money. But I live there. So they don't have to put up with the nightly rentals. They just collect their money. It always comes down to money. Don't kid yourself.
Yes, sir.
It always does. And so I understand. They want to make money, although he indicated he rents 20 3% of the time or whatever the number is, it's still money coming in. And I, you know, I understand